Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit in, if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in the galactic cyber wild, huh? Why fly to the British Isles, we live on Wi-Fi, live. That's the golden child of style, it's George Draper. On the move, enough, see lush and buffy speakers. 5,000 booming watts, huh? Bringing you the party right through your router box. Out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now the secondary. 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for lust, lust on the move, it's on. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it, with it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it, with it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
It is, it's your girl Lushy Lush, and we going global, baby. It's 2010 and Lush Radio is going global. This segment of the show, each and every Tuesday, we talking with international DJs, international artists. We playing international hip-hop, R&B, all that. We going in. You already know what it is, man. We live in the building. Shout out to all the AU DJs, you know what I'm saying? I'm officially part of the AU DJ situation. They got a hot mixtape. Me no quace. You need to check that out on www.lushradioonline.com. That joint was mixed by DJ Issa. Y'all need to support that whole situation. So support that and get that cracking and everything. You already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online in the building, getting it cracking all day. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to the phone lines in a few minutes. I want to thank our sponsors, strictlybought1.com. You know what I'm saying? They got the hot weather line going down and everything. Check that out, www.strictlybump1.com. Check them out. And then on top of that, we got a lot of stuff going now this week. Thursday is Street Queens the Movement. We're going to have a lot of young ladies we spotlight. And then on top of that, we got How to Not, a.k.a. Make It or Break It Fridays. We're going to have the exclusive interview with your boy Actor Fool, and he's premiering his hot new single, Do It. So today we're going in. I'm going to have one of the hot leaders of AU DJs live in the building, my man C4. What up? What up, C4?
What up, man? What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane. Let me show you some Lush Radio love real quick. You already know what it is, man.
That's good. All right.
Happy New Year, C4, man. What's up, man?
Happy New Year to you, man. Nothing much, man. We just in the grind, you know, we got two of our DJs on the mixtape tip right now. One is already out, I Don't Craze, Volume 2, by DJ Issa, you dig?
Mm-hmm.
And we got that Giddy's Finest coming out, I think. It's supposed to be in the second week of January, but we're just going to, since we got Issa's joining out right now, we're just going to give you guys a little something this Friday on the Hype Radio. Then later this month, Giddy's Finest is going to be dropping for the downloads.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been doing, man.
Mm-hmm. And that's real talk. So tell us more about the, you know, they got all kinds of, you know, they got all kinds of, you know, mixtapes and all kinds of DJ coalitions and stuff like that. tell us about the AU DJs.
African United DJs, worldwide organization of DJs, basically. And a lot of us are in different countries, in different states in the United States, and we have DJs from various African countries and non-African countries also. So when you hear AU DJs, it's not just a bunch of African cats. You know, we got people that's not African. The organization, our main objective is basically to educate people through music while we do the entertainment thing also. So we just have DJs who have that agenda, who share the same agenda of representing the country that they're from or whatever kind of music they play. If it's socially conscious music, if it's gospel music, if it's secular music, whatever it is that you do, you wanna focus as a AU DJ. You wanna focus on giving exposure to unsigned hypes, up and coming artists, and we still show love to artists that already made it too. So it's just a little bit of one of the things that African United DJs do. We stay on that music tip, but still educate people also.
That's real talk right there. And can you name some of the other states besides just Africa that some of these DJs are at?
Oh yeah, we got Mila holding it down in Hamburg, Germany. We got DJ Skinny T out in Reykjavik, Iceland. We got Ireland, Dublin, DJ Poison. We got London, UK, DJ King Murphy. We got Nigeria, Tutu is out there, DJ Chaska Lee. We got DJs from Kenya, South Africa, Sierra Leone. I mean, the list goes on, man. The list goes on. So whatever country you're in, if we're not already there, I can tell you in the next 5 minutes, we're coming.
That's what's up. And how strong is the support system, you know, with AU DJs? How strong is the support system as DJs?
I mean, as far as African United DJs is concerned, whenever any one of us is doing something, we all get behind it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have any artists that's affiliated with us, we get behind them 100%. It is what we do. We are DJs. We have to play music. The artists need us, and we as DJs need each other, because the cats in Iceland may be getting a certain kind of music, because hip-hop is worldwide. So the cats in Iceland may be getting some Icelandic hip-hop or something from other European countries that we don't get. The cats in West Africa may be getting something that's different from South African music. And we here may be getting hip-hop music that's being remixed in a different way in the United Kingdom. So we all make sure that we stay tightly knit together. You know, every DJ has each DJ's contact information, so we all get up with each other, make sure that everybody's on point. And if you got an artist that needs some exposure on one of our radio shows, we're down to help with that. If you need DJs for your event, you know, you're having a big event, you need all of us to come out, we come out, you know. So we're a family, you know. We live in different countries, in different states, but we're still one big family of DJs, and whatever any DJ is going through, we all go through it, and we all make sure that everything comes out well.
That's real talk right there, man. That's what it's about. And just to let you guys know, this show is sponsored by AU DJs. I Don't Play. You need to go download that, man. Support that movement by DJ Issei. Y'all need to go check that situation out. ASAP.
I Don't Crazy Volume 2. If you don't got the Volume 1, go get it. But this Volume 2 right here is crazy. You know, and it's got some of the hottest new artists coming out, man. African artists, American artists, it don't matter. If you love music, you're going to love it. And I got to say this before Issei said I didn't give him no props or whatever. Because Tefla produced one of the tracks that's on this mixtape, Too Sexy, where he featured Zara. Zara just signed with Alakpo Major Records, which is nice. And a lot of people know him for that hit single, Gangwa So. We featured Zara. We featured Kel, a Nigerian hip-hop artist. We featured Sniper, Nigerian reggae artist, and the joint is sick. But what Tefla, and this was produced for, this song was made for Tefla's mixtape, Giddy's Finest. But Issa took that song and remixed it, and me and Tefla were actually doing a radio show, and Issa called us, and it was like, yo, Tefla, man, you're going to have to redo that song because I killed it, man. You know? So, yeah, and we released the song right 3 weeks ago, and Issa already remixed it, and it's getting a lot of buzz. So either way, it's all love, and I got to give Issa props on that, man, you know, for flipping that joint like I didn't think it could be flipped, you dig? So, yeah, big up to Issa on that.
Issa definitely goes hard. If y'all don't know Issa is a very supportive person. He supports everybody. As long as you support him and you show him the same love like he show you, he goes hard in the paint. He's a good dude. He's a good dude to get in contact with. The whole AUDJs movement is a positive thing, you know what I'm saying? So with artists that are in America, you know what I'm saying, and they wanna break, you know, they wanna, you know, have the ability to break overseas, what would they have to do to get in contact with you guys?
Man, we got a Gmail. You know, you can always hit us up on the email tip, audjsmusic@gmail.com. That's audjsmusic@gmail.com. You know, you can also check us out on Facebook, AUDJs. You know, you can do a.u.djs or just African United DJs. And we spell African with a K, A-F-R-I-K-A. So just check out African United DJs. And yo, Google us, baby. You know, if you got that Google, if you forget the email address or whatever, just Google After United DJs or Google DJ C4 or Google DJ Issa, you will find us. You know,
yeah,
so
you guys, DJ Issa and C4, the African, they got a lot of contacts from all over, even with the major labels, and they're actually on the top ranking of most of all these coalitions. They touch all over the place. Like I can say, I some people might say nah, but I mean they on the level of core DJs to me, you know.
I mean, as far as Africa is concerned, let me just break this down to you right now, because one thing that a lot of people meet an AUDJs member and they think just because they got a DJ group they're doing what we do.
Uh-huh.
I got two words for you. You don't. And here's the reason. After United DJs is not just an organization of DJs. We also have an affiliate organization, which me and Big Mo, who's my co-host on Phaser Street, co-founded, Pan-African Youth Empowerment Network. So what we do is we work with nonprofit organizations in the area. We work with the oldest nonprofit organization focused on Africa in the U.S., Africa Action. We also work with BrighterTomorrowForAfrica.org, One.org. And what we do is we bring artists to events that these organizations do. So if Africa Action was to call us today and say, yo, we got a show, we got a nonprofit event or a charity banquet, and we need artists to come out and perform for us, we have artists that we say, okay, these are artists that are affiliated with us. They always get up with us whenever they have something new. Whenever we're doing a mixtape, we'll make sure that some of these cats, you know, they have to know that, hey, this thing is going on over here or this thing is going on over there. And we use them as a channel to educate people. And this also gives them exposure. You dig? Mm-hmm. So we're not just a bunch of guys with T-shirts and hats DJing. We wear suits too, man. And some of us are accountants and attorneys. And, you know, so as far as Africa is concerned, if you're in the diaspora, we're definitely an organization to keep in touch with. And we work with, I got to definitely talk about Superstar the Champ out in ATL from Super Entertainment. He's also going to be on the Giddy's Finest mixtape that's dropping. So that's another American artist that we work with. So
Okay. Definitely,
man, we do way beyond just sitting down and doing music, because a lot of times you can do music And if people don't see where you're coming from or know the idea behind what it is that you do, they never really get the scope. So we're there always to make sure that our point gets through and it gets to who we need it to get to.
That's what's up. And C4, man, somebody asked me, they said, so where did you get the name C4 from? Where did that come from?
A lot of times when he said, like, if we have somebody who's interested in joining the DJs, you know, we go through a check process where, you know, you give us some reference and we can call somebody that knows you. Or sometimes we don't even let you know and we find out, you know, mm-hmm. what we need to find out about you. One thing Issa always tells people before they call me is like, yo, C4 is hot, man. Like, he's hot. So whatever he says, you know, don't take it too serious or too personal. Just call me and I'll break it down to you. You know, so the name kind of came from me being, like, not so much of a big dude, you know, but, like, this little dude that just don't, I don't know. Some people think I'm nonchalant and don't give a damn, but I do. I just have a lot of energy, you know. So that's where the C4 kind of came from. It's just, you know, C4 is an explosive device. It's a small device,
it's
really
device.
Powerful, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's
so,
an explosive device in the military and stuff. So it basically,
exactly.
I said, so you like Ata, you like Pepe. Huh?
Exactly. So I'm basically, I mean, it goes down to still what we do. You know what I mean? So if in the area of fighting whatever we need to fight, if it's extreme poverty, if it's sickness, if it's somebody that needs to be on the front line protesting, I'm there. You know? So I'm the field marshal, man. You know? So AUDJ is like a you know, I say like a paramilitary group, but I'm a peaceful dude, man. You know, I don't know what anybody's told you, but if they step to me wrong, you know, and I give them a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and I guarantee you they deserved it, for real, because I'm a friendly guy. I may not look friendly, but if you see me say hello, I might say hello back if I'm in a good mood.
So, C4, so what country in Africa are you representing, C4?
Oh, I'm Nigeria, man. Nigeria. And let me just say this to everybody who's scared of Nigeria now. That Bomba dude, I don't know what's wrong with him. That is not a Nigerian behavior. We don't like to die. Nigerians don't like dying.
Nigeria likes to spend money.
We love money.
I don't want the money, man.
We love to have fun, okay? So anybody, if you were Nigerian and you're thinking about putting a bomb in your boxers and going on a plane, please just go in the restroom and hang yourself or shoot yourself if you feel like dying, or do something, or see a psychiatrist. And if you know you don't want to be alive, kill yourself. Don't kill other people and make Nigerians look bad, man. Okay, so if you say Nigerian, don't be scared.
Yeah, I gotta say something on that note. When I first heard the situation with that, I was in shock because I said, it has to be, you know, this must be some Kokoye or some Oyinbo or something like that, right? So, and I'm like, it can't be no Nigeria guy. Come on now. They said a Nigerian. I said, what the hell? A Nigerian dude? We want so much for us to have, you know, we want to procreate, we want to have kids, we want to party, we want to make money, we trying to be doctors and lawyers, we trying to get them Mercedes Benzes.
I'm telling you, I don't know what happened to that dude, man.
Nigerian people is not built like that to be doing stuff like that. We might chop a nigga head off or something if you act stupid, but we ain't blowing up no stuff, man.
We'll break a bottle and stab you with it, you know? But I'm not going to kill myself and a whole bunch of people I don't know, especially when I know I can get cut. What's wrong with you, man? You know, and there's a group on Facebook now, actually, where people are condemning the actions of that guy, Umar Farouk. Obama, but, whatever, you know, his name is.
They said that he was depressed, though. They said that he was depressed. And see, you know, what the Al-Qaeda does, you know, I'm ex-military. What the Al-Qaeda does is they're prone to leech and attack people that basically have nothing to live for. Basically, they say he had no family for real. So if he did die, like, nobody would really even know, you know? He had no family like that. He was basically they considered a nobody. So he was the proper person they can use. He said he didn't have that sense of family. So I guess Al-Qaeda basically was his sense of family. So he was willing to sacrifice himself. But and another thing, I was born into the Muslim culture, the Sunni Muslims, because I'm African. Majority of people in Africa are Muslims, right?
Yes.
And you got Christians there. And I'm telling you, I've never seen a Muslim person try to commit suicide or kill themselves. They mostly try to come together and try to help people. Most people need to go and read the Quran and read it. It's the same majority of the same things in the Bible. They don't say nothing about killing no other people. So, the Bible and the Quran said, thou shalt not kill. Go read it up.
You said the dude was depressed, talking about depressed. I've been depressed, okay? When I looked at my bank account when I was in college and there was no money, I got depressed, okay? When there was 22 inches of snow and I couldn't go driving, I was depressed. I'm depressed right now. It's cold outside. You don't see me blowing things up, okay? I come from a country where it's like 104 degrees, and when it's cold, it's like 71 degrees. And now I got to live in 20-degree weather. That is depression, okay? That is very depression, okay? So I'm telling you, man, I don't think if you're depressed, take some medicine. See somebody. Don't go take the time to travel to Yemen and get a bomb in your underwear. That is worse than depressed. That is stupid.
Wow. You know what? I'm sorry, you know. God forgive me, but I wonder if he burnt his balls off.
Now, that'll be depressing. That'll be depressing.
I'll be like, you're not reproducing any kids anymore.
I hope he burnt his balls off. Hell, I hope his dick went too, because I don't need him to put children in this world. If he put children in this world, we might have to worry about this. We might have to worry about his kids like 30 years down the line, you know? My kid might be on the plane.
Yeah, then another thing, okay, everybody's saying, oh, because we should have had these scanners, and they said that the chemical was undetectable. But don't you notice ever since that, you know, Bush is not in office, all these slip-ups have been happening. And, you know, it's like almost like all of this stuff is an inside job. Somebody is, like, inside trying to sabotage, you know what I'm saying, the situation that's going on right now.
Thank you for saying that.
I really honestly think that you had all the, God for, you know, I'm sorry. I love white people. I love white people. I have a lot of white friends. But when all these white presidents was in office and there was no slip-ups, people couldn't just walk in and out and do all this stuff or whatever. But all of a sudden, you got a black president, African black president, and all of a sudden, everything, people can just walk up in the White House and take pictures and stuff.
Right.
You know, I understand that one.
You know, honestly, that you said that kind of gives me a sense of relief, because I said the same thing somewhere, that how can somebody be on a watch list and still make it on the plane, you know, pass through Amsterdam? I mean, Nigeria, I can understand him getting into Nigeria. If you ever been to Nigerian airport, you know all you got to do is just not have metal on you and have some money, and you can get in. That's that. But going through Amsterdam, getting on the plane, come on now. Amsterdam, when you're a Nigerian going to Amsterdam, they go through a lot. They do body scans in Amsterdam, you know. So for this guy not to be caught, man, And all of a sudden, they catch him in Boston. They didn't catch him in Amsterdam. They caught him here, you know. So it does kind of look like maybe somebody is wanting somebody to look bad. But at the same time, I just hope you. I wish like it wasn't some dude from my country, man. But what can I say? You know, he's from the north side. He's from the north side. I'm west. I'm on the west.
I'm from the west side. So I'm from the west side also. So you know, I'm from Oyo State, Ibadan. Shout out to all my Ikire people out there. Shout out to all the people out there in Lagos and everything. But you know, them, I ain't going to say all the northern, but I don't know what part he was from, but he was one.
He's a house of dude, man. Come on, look at that name. I'm going to say
he was luncheon, man, luncheon. He
know,
go Chris. This man, he Chris now. Hey, this man is crazy. I don't know what he was thinking about. We got a caller in from the 616, calling in live in the building. We're live on Lust Radio. I guess they was just listening in. But thanks anyway, 616 for calling in and stuff.
Definitely,
you know what I'm saying? If you have any feelings in regards to that situation, you know, call in. If you're a Nigerian, you're African, or you just anybody from overseas, you know, call in and let us know. I was just talking to a friend in France. Like, I'm trying to, you know, expand my global network, you know what I'm saying? Can you explain to people how good it is to have people from all different parts of walks of life?
I mean, as far as, like, okay, now, we have a member who's project manager and contract procurement, and I'm an accountant. We have engineers, we have attorneys, and one thing we all have in common is music. So if I have any problem as far as like we do internet radio and whatnot, if my computer has a problem, I don't have to worry about anything. I just call one of the DJs up, like, yo man, come fix this. But that's not the only benefit. the great part is that sharing ideas amongst people from different walks of life, you know,
mm-hmm.
who live in different countries, coming from different mm-hmm. backgrounds. The fact that we're Africans does not mean that we all think the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have to deal with our members that are not African. So there always has to be a common ground. You know,
mm-hmm.
of course, music is one interest that brought us together, but that is too much. You know, it's too easy to be the common ground. So we, all of us sharing ideas and being able to communicate well with each other. Of course, we're not always going to agree with each other, but there's always a point where we come to, you know, to achieve whatever goal we set at that point. So there's always a good benefit to having members who are from different countries or who are based in different countries. You know, like we planned this summer to be in Spain with DJ on T, you know, who's holding it down in Malaga. So
mm-hmm.
as if we need to do a show in Spain, we already have a venue. We already
mm-hmm.
have a venue where we can do a show. I was in mm-hmm. Iceland in 2008, you know.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Skinny T is there, one of the biggest black stars in Iceland, and we did a show out there. We did radio. Everything was good. So there's always a benefit, you know. If you mess with AU DJs and you want to get down in Germany, you want to get down in France, wherever it is, we're there. You know, as long as you don't suck, because we're not going to invest our time and energy in promoting someone that's going to suck, and then people look at us like we suck too, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
but there's always a good thing to having people of diverse cultures and backgrounds, you know, so that it exposes your mind too. You know, you may be in Baltimore listening to club music, but right here in D.C. there's go-go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who's never, if you don't take the time to talk to a Washingtonian and see, you know, what go-go is like, you may never really get a positive vibe from go-go, because I've heard a lot of people who say go-go sound like pots and pans.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also seen people who say go-go is a beautiful music to chill to. So that, just that little difference in music genre, that little difference in thinking always brings something interesting to the table. And it's always positive vibration with AU DJs, man.
Definitely, man. I'm this whole global movement, I'm Lux Radio decided to, expand, the fact that I am African and, and, 100% Naija in the building, green, white, green. If you don't know, you got to ask somebody.
Yep.
Where's that okra? Where's that egusi soup?
You know what I heard about okra like 2 days ago? My brother told me, they said on TV, okra causes impotence, man. So I'm not eating that thing no more.
How do you understand that okra causes impotence and you've been eating okra for all your life and everybody's been eating okra and they make plenty of babies?
That's what I've been saying, but when the dude said it, and all of a sudden I became self-conscious, So now I'm checking. I haven't seen any evidence of impotence, but at the same time, I'm scared to eat okra, just in case.
Oh, my God. You're funny,
just in
man.
Case, man. I don't want to go find out. You're like, oh, snap. And the doctor going to be like, sir, have you been eating okra? I'll be like, yeah. Sorry, nothing for you, man. That's gonna be bad news right there, man. But yeah, I like every African food. Okra is just it's not on the watch list. You just got a question mark right next to it right now. So
I'm gonna still continue to eat my okra, my egusi soup.
You don't have to worry about impotence.
Hey.
It's the men who have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen with your okra. Then hey.
Yeah, that's a very valuable asset right there. If I lose everything else, I need my balls and my rod.
Oh, man. But, hey, I think we've been eating it for years. I think it's been okay, when you come here is when you start seeing all this nonsense. When you back home, it's not all this nonsense. Everybody's healthy. And you know what I noticed, right? Everybody when they come from Niger or come from another and come here, that's when they start getting fat. That's when they start becoming obese with this process. When you go back home, because all they back home, the most that we drink soda is if it's like an occasion or maybe the treat. But soda, they don't drink soda. They drink water with everything. And
man,
they start
you see, at home, the ground is, the soil is organic. The food is organic. Everything is organic. Your lifestyle is organic. And the sun is hot, so if you got some fat, it's gonna melt. If you walk for 30 minutes, you're gonna sweat. You can't be fat. I mean, you can be big, but you see, African bigness is different from American bigness.
But
this
it's
is
solid.
The first place.
It's solid. It's not all jumbly. It's
solid. It doesn't go. This is the place I've seen somebody where the belly is shaking as much as the ass. You see, so if you're walking and all your body is just going blip 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 blip, that's unacceptable. But if you see a big African woman, there's only one part of the body that's moving. Well, two. It can be in the front or it can be in the back. If it's in the front, it's eye up, and there's two of them. And if it's in the back, you know what I'm talking about. So. I think we eat a lot of processed food here, and there's less exercise, you dig?
What stupid, man. Oh, my God. Just to let you guys know that this show today is sponsored by AU DJs. You need to check out AU DJs. The hot website will be up. They're changing everything with the website, so... It's going to be some new updates and everything like that.
Yeah, new year, new website, man.
Yeah, definitely tell them the you guys got to tell them the Twitter, because everybody's on Twitter and stuff. Tell them that the Facebook and all that stuff and everything again for the people.
Oh yeah, I'm against the Twitter for AUDJ. There's a bunch of AUDJ's members who have their own Twitter account, but unless somebody's going to be on there updating that thing like. I'm scratching right now. I'm mixing right now. I'm doing this. I don't know that AUDJs as an organization should have Twitter. But as far as Facebook, we have a Facebook group, African United DJs. And like I said earlier, we spell the African with a K. Or you can just search a.u.d.js on Facebook. And the website should be up, I think they gave us about 2 weeks or so. It's audjs.com, audjays.com. You know, so you can find us everywhere. And you can always find some of our DJs on Facebook. You know, you can find J Nice, letter J, Nice, N-I-C-E. Is there, DJ Ise is on there. DJ Problem is on there. Advantage is on there. So we got Skinny T is on there. DJ Foreign. We got a bunch of cats. And all these names, that's exactly how you search them. So, but as far as AUDJs is concerned, just search African United DJs on Facebook. Or you can Google me, baby, you know.
Yo, since we're talking about our content now, you know tax time is coming. I need some loopholes now. Now talk. How do we get in contact with the accountant now?
Well, I'm not a tax accountant. I'm a financial accountant. So if it's about talking money and starting up a business, if it's about starting up something or finding getting financial information, then that I can do.
Give the information out, because I need financial assistance. Loan me like $50,000. Give me.
I should loan you $6,000? I said I'm a financial accountant. I count money. I don't make money or loan money.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, but as far as tax is concerned, I do... There are some artists that I know who are, you know, a lot of up and coming artists still have their day job, and I do know some artists who are tax accountants and some who are not tax accountants but still dabble in, you know, they do taxes for people. So hit us up AUDJ's music, AUDJS music at gmail.com, and whatever it is that you're trying to find out, just make sure you put it in the subject line. If your message is directed towards me, put attention DJ C4, and whatever it is, we'll get back to you within 24 hours.
And that's what it is, man. Y'all need, they don't just DJ. They can do your accounting also and help you and advise you with your finances.
If it's money, I'm in it.
C4 is crazy. I don't know what. C4, man, I appreciate you, man, and everything, man. I'm going to go into this mix by, say, African Love. But before I go into it, do you have some kind of, like, closing words to tell the people, like, up-and-coming, you know, DJs from other countries or up-and-coming youth, some of the things that they want to decide to get into this industry, some kind of advice?
Yeah, definitely. I would say a lot of people hit me up, a lot of new artists, and they say, oh, keep in touch. Then when we call them and say, yo, we got a DJ doing a mixtape, then they want us to pay them. The next time somebody asks me to pay them, I'm going to figure out how Bill Cosby made that move in Ghost Dad, where it showed up on the other end of the phone and choked the dude. I would choke you. I'm a DJ. I play music. You can pay me to play your music, but I'm not going to pay you so I can play your music, okay? But that being said, if you're an artist getting in the game, I just say get up with your DJs, man. The DJ is always your channel to get your new stuff out, you know? And don't forget the party DJs, too. If you got party songs, they can always remix it, you know? And make sure you stay on your grind. And if you're African and you want to rap or you want to do reggae, whatever you want to do, try not to sound like somebody. Because there's always some African artists rapping like somebody. You know, there's a female artist which I try to put on a mixtape because I listened to some of her stuff. I liked it. Then I listened, she sent me some more stuff, and she sounded like Nicki Minaj. You know, before she sounded like Little Kim, and now she sounds like Nicki Minaj. So it's always people who are trying to sound like somebody. If you don't have the talent, then don't do it. You know, if you have a talent for composing music or writing music and you know somebody who can sing it, then fine. But don't You know, not everybody can be a rapper or a singer. I would like to be a singer. I like to be an usher so I can be on stage with women throwing underwear on stage and all that stuff. But I'm not, so I stick to DJing, you know. But I'm still hot and I'm still sexy. So Usher does his thing, I do my thing. So if you're up and coming artist, just stay true to yourself, man, and link up with your DJs. Do not forget your DJs. Without us, you don't exist. It's that simple. And shoot us your music, audjsmusic@gmail.com, audjsmusic@gmail.com. And you can also shoot it to me, DJC4, DEEJAY, letter C, numeral 4, @gmail.com. All right? So that's that, man. And stay focused, man. Everybody stay positive and have a blessed, blessed, blessed and very successful new year, Lushy Lush.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to everybody, all my international DJs, all my international artists. This is sponsored by AU DJs. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check them out, support the movement. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to break internationally, y'all definitely need to holler at them. This is how we do all day, every day, y'all. We international. We global, baby. African love.
Get up on that mixtape, man. Get up on that mixtape. I Don't Craze, Volume 2. And watch out for DJ Kepler's mixtape coming up too. Giddy's Finest Volume 1. It's going to be crazy. All right. African United DJs.
That's what it is. African love. And we out.
African United DJ. This is the world premiere of Wild African Superstar alongside Quincy. Live and direct. What's up? It's a Wild African collaboration. The one called Quincy, the one called Superstar. Alongside I Live Production. Step up. Step up. If you don't know, you know now, you understand? African love. Step up. Them, you want to ask me why you see the African them driving the taxi 24/7? You see the man up in the tree, struggling to hustle, baby girl, singing DVDs. Hey, the question alone don't bug me when they say that the man must be even ugly. I promise you, baby girl, shit, and trust me, after tonight, you will love me. Cause I don't know the reason, girl, you can claim queen, don't know the reason the man them claim king, don't know. We never let anything come between, cause everything is not what this thing. Sing along.